This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The next hadith is related by Ibn Majah and Tirmidhi, again from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ala inna dunya mal'una, mal'unum ma fiha, illa dhikrullah, wa ma wala, wa alimun aw muta'allim. Kind of a very strange hadith in the sense of its wording, but it's very impactful. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, look at these words. He said, know that the dunya, the world, is accursed. Mal'una. You know, we use the word mal'un, la'nat. What does la'nat mean? La'nat, essentially, all it means is to be far from the mercy of Allah. Anybody who doesn't have the mercy of Allah, you can expect what's going to happen to them. That's what mal'un means. Mal'un means ba'id anil an rahmatillah. Far from the mercy of Allah. Right? Ghayr marhum. Mal'un. That's what mal'un is. So the dunya is accursed. Why? Because it takes you away from Allah. Love of it takes you away from Allah. It doesn't intrinsically, but because of our connection with the world, it has this ability to take the non-scrupulous people away from Allah. That's why it's mal'un. وَمَلْعُونٌ مَّا فِيهَا. For emphasis, and everything in it is also accursed. So don't just think of it as a whole, but everything part of it is also mal'un. Because it takes you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he says, إِلَّا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. Now dhikrullah is not part of the world because it's going to be part of the hereafter. Because that's what's going to continue. But this is to say, look, if anything of the world that's going to be really of benefit is dhikrullah, remembering Allah. أَوْ وَمَا وَالَى. And anything that is close to the dhikr of Allah. What is close to the dhikr of Allah? Anything that is close to the dhikr of Allah is all good acts. All good acts, because they are for the sake of Allah. What is dhikr of Allah? Dhikr of Allah is remembrance of Allah. So anything that you do out of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all acts that you do to get closer to Allah, all of that, that's what you need. أو وعالم أو متعلم. And of course you need somebody to teach people that. So the alim, the teacher, the knower, the one who knows, and the one who's studying. So always be that. I don't care what kind of people you are, what activity you're doing, what kind of businesses you may be involved in, right? Whatever you may be, but by sitting here, have intention in your mind that, Ya Allah, I want to act on this hadith. That I am part of this dunya, but I want to be not accursed, so I am at least a muta'allim. At least I'm trying to study until my last day. I want to be alim or muta'allim. Alim in some things, inshallah, muta'allim in other things. I want to learn until the last day. But is the majority of the Muslim ummah like that? Unfortunately not. You know, I hate to speak in these kind of negatives, but unfortunately this is where our problem is. In fact, the majority of the ummah, I don't think they even pray. You stand and you speak to people in a conference of 10,000 people, and you speak about the plight of the ummah, and everybody will be concerned. We give that to everybody. Everybody's concerned about the plight of the ummah, especially if you're going to turn up in a Muslim conference. You're going to be concerned. But do all of these pray? No, they don't. Major conferences, Fajr Salat, one line. What's going on here? Salat is the most important thing. Salat is the most important thing, to pray properly and on time and do it. So everybody's concerned about the affairs of the world, but they are not fulfilling their rights. And that's why we are the weak majority. Allah, change our state. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, okay, all the dunya is mal'un, everything in it except dhikrullah and everything related to the dhikr of Allah. And then he got very specific. So out of everything that is, because alim and muta'allim are close to the dhikr of Allah anyway, it's part of that, but he just wants to be very specific and say, look, focus on this, be alim or muta'allim. That's how you should be in this world. As Imam Dhahabi mentions, that the biggest problem of this ummah is always going to be its ignorance of the right way about things, about the Islamic guidance in things. So that's why alim or muta'allim is very, very important.